Welcome to Durango Digs. You're tuned in to AM 1240 Katie Joe, as well as 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And as always, you can go to durangobusiness.org for all of our upcoming events, including Lunch and Learns, Business After Hours. And Business After Hours is early this next month. It's on July 14th up at Baird Financial on the rooftop at the Crossroads Building. So I have Adam Burke and Tammy Graham. And Tammy, you and I have known each other a couple of years?
Couple of decades, Jack. Several decades, actually. I think 30-ish. Is that right?
Back when I had hair.
Yeah, well, yeah. And back when I had hair in my legs when I was, 21.
Well, now that image is seared into my brain,
You started it.
No, that's fine. No, it's you've been around the radio world for, quite a while. So thank you for everything. Obviously, KSUT and general manager, is that your official title?
Executive director.
Oh, executive director. I was executive director and then they made me CEO. And I don't know. I'm not a title guy. I just say janitor. But we also have Adam Burke, and Adam is part of the StoryCorps One Small Step. Adam, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here. I'm sorry I missed the hairier days for both of you, but I'm an independent producer, work with KSUT a lot, and we're working on this project with the national organization StoryCorps. So I just want to be clear, I'm not affiliated other than with this project with StoryCorps, but happy to be here too, Jack.
So explain to me a little bit, because I was intrigued when Tammy introduced us, taking part in One Small Step, where you take two different individuals, maybe one's, Republican, one's liberal. You might have someone that's agriculture and one's, lives in the heart of a city, but taking different points of view and bringing them together to talk, because there's huge polarization out there right now. So tell me a little bit about how this came about.
You want me to go ahead? Okay, I'll go ahead, Tammy. As I said, Tammy and I have worked together on other projects, and we heard about this opportunity to be involved with this organization called StoryCorps, which has been around since the early aughts, 2003-04. They were putting up these mobile booths in places across the country and inviting people who knew each other to share a conversation. So, you might go in with your grandmother or you might go in with a good friend, and one person interviews the other. Neither are professional broadcasters. So you end up having these conversations that are really interesting. There are stories that come out. A couple of years ago, the StoryCorps founder started to be worried about the polarization in this country, the political polarization in this country. And so this is David Isay. He's the founder of StoryCorps. And he said, instead of putting two people who know each other, what if we were to take two strangers who are politically divergent, who have different points of view, different belief systems, and give them a chance to have a conversation that was not about politics? And that's the really big difference. I think we talk politics a lot. We see it on the kind of the Crossfire shows and other shows. I know that's kind of an old show now. I don't even know if it's still around. But, the debate about politics is something we see all the time. But what we don't see are people sitting down to have a conversation where they get to know each other and get to know somebody who they might not otherwise talk to, including somebody who they might have really strong disagreements with.
And I think the important part, is then to sit down and have, I'm going to say, the civil conversation, because I know in my job, I said there's three sides to every story. There's the one side for one person, the other side for the other, and then somewhere maybe in between is the truth. But to realize that you can agree to disagree and still be friends. I have some amazing friends that might be extremely liberal. There might be some that are extremely conservative. I know I'm in the middle with unaffiliated, but even all that said, they're still good people. And I think that's something that we forget, wear a mask, not wear a mask, COVID really polarized. So let me ask you, and I know you have some clips you want to play. I don't know if you want to do that now to kind of set the table, so to speak, Adam. What would work best?
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, I think one of the things that Tammy and I talked about, I'd love to know what she has to say about it too. But when we were applying for this, you know, I think particularly in the rural West, we are used to getting along with people, you know, on a kind of a superficial level, on a pedestrian level, right? We know how to work together, how to get things done, how to help each other out. You know, we're going to pull over. If we see somebody, you know, with a flat tire in a snowstorm, we're going to pull over and help that person, regardless of whether that person is somebody we agree with or not. On the other hand, we don't have a lot of practice, many of us. And, you know, I think you both, knowing you a little bit, Jack, and knowing Tammy a lot, you're used to having conversations with a lot of different people with whom, you know, you might not necessarily agree on everything. But not all of us are practiced in that way. And so this is an opportunity to kind of dig a little bit below the surface and have a conversation that we might not otherwise have. We might just actually keep it quite polite and superficial to make sure we go along and get along.
And so with the interviews, and we'll talk a little bit about how, if somebody would like to participate and be partnered with an individual that, you know, has different points of view, what is the best website? How do they go to register to participate in the program?
Well, go ahead, Tammy.
Oh, I was just going to say, the easiest place is just to go to our website, ksut.org. There's a link there. And there's a form that you'll be asked to fill out. It's just self-referential. It's not shared with anyone. And it's a way then that information that individuals fill in themselves about their interests, their hobbies, maybe, you know, if you're a veteran, you know, something that we might then end up reviewing that information to pair you with someone else who, you know, might be from a completely different political stripe from you, but maybe they're also a veteran. So we look for these points of potential connection that might help in the conversation, you know, find some common ground. And so that's just one way we look at these different interests and pair folks together based on that. So it's a very kind of a very thoughtful process. We don't just kind of throw two people together and say, well, good luck. We lead you along. It's a facilitated conversation and it's very structured. And yet there's enough room for folks to kind of stretch out a little and, have hopefully some meaningful moments of connection if that's what happens. And then in the end, realize, you know, hey, yeah, that was okay. Yeah. And this might be a great segue for listening to a clip. So, because there's nothing like hearing, you know, a couple of folks in a dialogue like this, that it's like a picture speaks a thousand words. It's whatever the equivalent is for listening to stories or listening to people talk. I think it might be appropriate.
Yeah, we can listen to a clip. Let's, so this is, and the thing that I love about this story is that, it's definitely a pretty sort of widespread as far as the two people we're talking about, the two individuals. You know, I think most, as I'm looking at the pairings of the potential pairings of the first people who've signed up in the Four Corners region, there's a lot more common ground than I think these two people thought that they might have had before they actually had the conversation. So this conversation actually happened after an encounter in 2016, following the election of President Trump. These are two people who attended an anti-Trump rally in Austin, Texas, and for two different reasons. There was Joseph Widenecht, who showed up with a pro-Trump sign at this anti-Trump rally and a Make America Great Again hat, one of those red hats. And there was Amina Amdeen, a Muslim student at the University of Texas, who was one of the anti-Trump marchers at the rally. Mm-hmm. So they had an encounter with each other. This is the story. They told their story to StoryCorps, and it became one of the first stories that appeared on One Small Step. So let's take a listen.
I noticed you with the hat, mm-hmm. and I noticed that you were surrounded by some people, and I noticed that they were being kind of threatening, and then somebody snatched your hat off your head. And that's the point where something kind of snapped inside me, because I wear a Muslim hijab, and I've been in situations where people have tried to snatch it off my head.
Wow.
And I rushed towards you and I just started screaming, leave him alone, give me that back.
I don't think we could be any further apart as people. And yet it was just kind of like this common, that's not okay moment. you are genuinely the only Muslim person I know. I just, it's not that I've actively avoided, it's just,
yeah.
I've just never been in the position where I can interact mm-hmm. for an extended period of time. So I guess my views on the Muslim community have been influenced by a lot of the news articles and things of that nature.
I feel like a lot of times in the media, you don't see the normal Muslim, the one that listens to classic rock like I do. you don't meet that Muslim.
Can you tell me about where you grew up? What was that part of your life like?
So I was born in Baghdad, in Iraq. I moved to the U.S. when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
Being a Muslim girl, I stood out in almost every single way that you can in middle school, the worst time to stand out. What about you? How was it like when you grew up?
I was homeschooled. Mm-hmm. So it was a vastly different experience socially. I didn't have, I guess, as many friends as most people would. I only went to public school 1 year of my life, and I got in 3 fights, and I lost all of them. I actually lost a lot of friends because of the selection, because of my political stance. So I hope that I can be the reason that someone decides to talk to someone as opposed to just cutting them out of their life or blocking them on Twitter, yeah. You know?
I'd like for this to encourage other people to engage in more conversations with people that you don't agree with.
That's what it's all about. I'm so glad I wasn't the only one who felt like that.
That was Joseph Weidenacht and Amina Amdeen, who were had a conversation as part of this this project we're working on, One Small Step. It aired in 2018, and I don't know. I mean, you know, if they can have a conversation, it sure seems like maybe anyone can.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because, you know, again, some of my best friends, the political views or the way we feel about something, and whether it might be, you know, whether it's religion or politics or, you know, your favorite football team, go Avs, hockey, whatever it might be. And being able to realize that, yeah, we have our differences, but deep down, humankind to me is what it boils down to. And truly, we all want the best for each other. And so the whole program with One Small Step is that opportunity to express and have a conversation. I keep thinking of you guys being the matchmakers, like eHarmony or something, but for opposites, you know, and being able to do that. And I think too, it's, you know, what do they say? You know, religion, you know, politics, you don't talk about that, where this is really what you can talk about.
You know, it's interesting. you know, you heard them ask each other certain questions, like, tell me, you know, where'd you grow up? Or, you know, so there's a set of questions that are used as prompts that kind of get beneath, you know, political persuasions or whatnot. But at the same time, like, obviously, like the conversation we just heard, we don't ask people not to talk about those things. If the conversation naturally goes there, it goes there. And what an amazing story. I mean, that's every time I hear it, it's really like, wow, you know, that she went and, yeah, defended him in a way that, you know, nobody probably would have expected, potentially even her. But it was just that natural human instinct. And wow, what a way that it kind of opened up for them, this conversation that they're asking, you know, genuinely about each other's lives and really interested. And so, you know, I think given the right setting, which is what StoryCorps has worked really hard to create, people are people and want to connect.
You know, I just, you know, people are people. Why should we get along so awfully? Is that Tears Robbie moment?
Are you going to start singing, Jack? Yeah.
my radio, going back to my DJ days, we got to take a quick break, and hopefully you guys can stick around, and we'll be back in a few minutes and talk with Adam Burke and Tammy Graham about One Small Step. And again, KSUT.org is where you go to register if you want to participate in this. And you're listening to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO as well as 98.3 FM. I'll be back in just a few minutes, so stay tuned. You two can stick around, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, good, because I can't fill the rest of the show. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.